If you were saying it's not very cold, but it's
sort of cold.
Okay. And how about if you were talking about your preference and you'd say, well, I'd really not do that.
I'd really rather not do that.
Okay, and if you were going to use that word to mean sort of, would you ever say that? It's
rather. I would use it's kind of.
Right. But you wouldn't say rather. Okay.
Not really.
But you'd say I'd rather not, yeah. Okay, and if you saw someone you hadn't seen in a long time and you wanted to show how delighted you were, you might say, I want to know both the adverb and the adjective. I'm, you know, extremely happy.
Happy.
But instead of saying those words, you might say, I'm
delighted
to see you. What else?
I'm
what?
Very glad to see you.
Okay. Would you ever say proud?
No.
Okay. Would you ever use right instead of very?
No.
Okay. You ever hear anybody say that?
Yes. Who? My grandmother.
She says right.
She's from South Carolina. A lot of her people, her relatives who still live there say it.
What do they say it with?
They would say if it was cold, they'd say it's right chilly in here.
Ah. Do they ever use that with another word if they're talking about a lot of something, like somebody owns a great deal of land?
No, I don't think so.
Do you hear right smart?
No.
Okay. If you were agreeing with someone and you just didn't want to say yes, but you really want to indicate very strong agreement, what would you say? You know, like if somebody says, do you like that? Oh!
Of course.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. If somebody said, can you do that? And you wanted to be more emphatic, instead of just saying, I can, you might say, I...
Of course I can. Or,
right.
I sure can.
Okay. And do you ever use yes, sir, or yes, ma'am?
Really?
All the time.
Really?
My mother and father.
When?
Whenever, all the time.
All the time?
All the time.
Did you say that?
Yes, sir, yes, ma'am.
Okay. And is that respectful?
Yeah.
Only, or do you ever use it to be emphatic? Or?
No, because we use it all the time.
All right.
That's just the way we were taught.
Uh-huh.
I use it to all grown-ups.
Oh, okay. Okay. And, okay, another thing you were showing, if you were going to show very much so, like if somebody intensely disliked to go somewhere, you might say he...
Hated to go there.
Or he what hated to go there?
He really hated to go there.
Okay. And if you wanted to say it's not just sort of cold outside, it's
really cold outside.
Okay. And if you wanted to say this food is delicious, it's good. It's not just good, it's
really good.
Okay. What would you say if you got mad or if you dropped something on your foot, you know, and you're just gonna yell out something? What would you proudly say? Really?
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I'd probably say fuck.
Oh, good. Okay. And that's what I would say. Okay. How about if you were really surprised? Somebody told you something and you were just shocked. You might say what?
No kidding.
Okay. And how about if you were really disgusted with yourself or impatient? If you just did something kind of dumb, you'd say, oh, what would you say?
Shit.
Okay. And... how about, this is pronunciation, but if somebody is very kind of politely indicating that they resent somebody having done or said something about them, and they might say, well, the very...
thought of that.
Or another word that's like that.
In the very idea.
Okay, mm-hmm. Great. If you meet someone and you ask them about their health, you say...
how are you?
Okay, and if you meet a stranger, you say...
how do you do?
Okay. And if somebody visits you and they're leaving and you want them to return, you say,
come back.
Or
please come again.
Okay. And on December 25th, you say,
Merry Christmas.
Okay. Did you ever hear anybody say Christmas gift?
No.
Okay. And on the 1st of January, you say,
Happy New Year.
Okay. And some people, if they want to show how much they appreciate something, will say, I'm much...
much obliged.
Do you say that?
No.
Okay. Who does?
I don't know anybody that says that.
But you've heard it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay.